All right, everybody, I'm sure it'll be 9 o'clock. Welcome everyone to the October 14th meeting. Don't have any public comments today. Are there any elected official comments? Megan, you want anything for Deborah? This time I call the meeting to order. Give Commissioner roll call.
Commissioner Daughtry?
Here.
Commissioner Forbes?
Here.
Commissioner McElroy?
Here.
Commissioner Davis?
Here.
This time we'll stand at dedication and privilege. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the cool weather that we've been having, and hopefully you'll bring us some rain before long. Thankful for everyone that's here today to conduct the business of the county. May you put in our hearts and minds things that will be pleasing to you and the citizens of the county. Please keep a hedge of protection over us all and take care of this great nation. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Get a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and whatever the reading of the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We don't have any awards and presentations today. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Get a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving down to new business, item number one is update on hazmat, hazard mitigation, Mr. Lissow.
The hazard mitigation plan is under review by the state right now, and it will be forwarded to Atlanta, to the FEMA region there for final approval. There is one new wrinkle with it. The state was going to be asking us to have a public hearing with regards to that plan before the final adoption. I don't have the rules that they would like to use yet. I mentioned to John Kelly, as soon as we get that information, we'll work with it.
So the last public hearing wouldn't work for them?
Oh, yeah, no, that public hearing was for the ordinance. The hazard mitigation is the plan that we have to adopt for safety reasons and eligibility for grant requests.
All right. You have any questions on that? Thank you, Mr. Lissow. Item number two is approval of purchasing a pneumatic dry bulk tanker, engineering.
Of course, that's would be the tanker that we would haul cement with. Presently, we are hauling bags of cement out of Birmingham. With that, we would go and they would pump it in, and then we would either pump it into our truck or we could put it on the ground with the tanker. One or two. Because at this point, we get 16 bags. We bring them back, we unload them, we put them in the shop, we take them out. We pick them out of the backhoe, we cut the bottoms and dump it in the dump truck, and of course cement goes everywhere in that process, and then we call it to the job and spread it out. It's kind of a process. We talked about this during our budget hearing, so possibly paying for that out of Rose Bridge. I do not have funds in my account. Today we're asking for to be able to send it out for bid. But if we send out for bid, once we receive that bid, we would, you know, we'd just about have to pay for it or something else other than our account. So, I'm gonna let Chad kind of explain what it would do for us, which is the sheet that he's fixed there.
So this is similar to the sheet that I gave you all last time. A couple of questions you all asked. I did add a little something on the bottom showing the amount we'll spend, we're proposing to, or we more than likely will spend on cement without the bulk tanker. And then an amount we'd spend if we had the bulk tanker, it comes out to about $96,000 less. Now we wouldn't, kind of like I told you last time, it's not a $96,000 we'd save to get it. We would just spend $96,000 less of the rebuild money. So technically, we'd be able to do more roads for less. But anyways, so it's about $100,000 a year we'd save. When it, like I said, it goes to that cost for savings per tanker and whatnot. Now, the blower, that'd be something additional that wouldn't necessarily be paid for out of it. We would have the money for that. It's just something you have to put on your local tractor to be able to blow it out of that tank. But that was just something I threw on this spreadsheet so we know the cost and whatnot.
That savings of $96,000, is that including the labor that it takes to get the cement out of the bag and all that?
That does not factor into that. That will be another savings in that as far as time. It takes quite a bit for those guys to, you know, make all those trips back and forth to be able to, you know, cut a bag at a time, because they take four of the big sacks to put in on the truck, and they pick it up with a backhoe, somebody cuts the bottom, and they shake it out into the truck, and they go do it. So it's very strenuous. It would save on a lot of that.
And fuel also for the trip back and forth?
Well, no, the trips are the same back and forth to Birmingham. Well, back and forth in the side.
Yes.
But as far as the trip, you know, because we get the sacks out of Birmingham, we get the bulk out of Birmingham. So that's really a wash one way or the other on that. Could be the same truck and whatnot. So
one advantage that, thinking about that though, relative to that, is the fact that we could go get it if it were raining.
Yeah.
Or we can't with the sacks on it. It causes some problems.
Yeah, when y'all hauling the dump trucks, you know where y'all are working at, but you can follow the trail. You lose a lot.
Another thing we gain, speaking of the weather, the way we're doing it now, if there's an imminent chance of rain, we might as well not even do anything, because the way we're doing it, it's not sealed in. So if that dump truck gets wet, you know, you got a whole load of cement in there that's going to harden up, and you're going to jackhammer out. Whereas there's a slight chance of rain with the tanker, you just go out there, it starts raining, you're good to go, seal everything off. And it doesn't matter if the trailer gets wet.
Does it have a shelf life if you put it in a tanker?
I mean, I'm sure at some point, it really just depends on the moisture and whatnot. You know, you don't want to leave it in there over the wintertime. You know, we'd be using it enough throughout the paving season that I don't think there'd be any shelf life issues there. So we wouldn't leave any over the wintertime. It would probably see, you know, harden up in there and cause some issues.
Would there be any issue with that money coming out of the road and bridge?
No.
So all you're asking for today is the approval to bid it out.
That's right. We would bid it out, and then once we came back with a bid, you know, we'd be the purchasing time.
Do we need to change that wording, John Kelly, to bid the tanker instead of purchasing?
I think I would, because there is no pricing right now.
No, there's no place for it.
That's a pretty close estimation based on the calls we made.
Yeah, you don't have a proposal to actually buy this.
It definitely has got to be bid out by us.
Okay.
It's not already bid.
Okay. Yes, I would definitely approve to allow the bidding for a pneumatic dry bulk tanker.
Okay. You have any more questions? That being said, can I get a motion to approve the bidding for a pneumatic dry bulk tanker?
I'll make a motion.
Can I get a second?
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 3 is approve the Memorandum of Understanding and Invoice between Pitcher County Commission and Forever Wild. This is tied to the Forever Wild, legislation that was passed a couple of years back, so we could recoup monies for the land that they have in Coosa County. They do not send you a check if you don't reach out to them, so that's something every year that, I guess, from going forward, we'll have to reach out to them if we want to get our monies back. But this is just sign a paper to recoup those monies, and we'll have to do it yearly. Can I get a motion to re-sign that memorandum of understanding between Coos County and Fairview.
I'll make a motion.
Get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. What is that money, the total this year?
It's always gonna be the same. It's always gonna be the 18,160.
Unless they get more.
Yeah, it's always gonna be that. They will be until they run out of money.
They're looking at more right now.
Yeah.
Item number four is approve the lawn care maintenance bid for DHR BOE property of Lewis Lawn Care Service. And these monies are paid back to us by the state, so technically it's not costing us anything. But did y'all have a chance to look over the list of bidders?
Yeah.
Lewis Lawn Care was the lowest, or Lewis Lawn Services was the lowest bid that we have. So my recommendation is to go with them unless y'all want to do something different. With that being said, can I get approval for lawn care maintenance bid for DHR to Lewis Lawn Care?
I'll make a motion.
Get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five is approve Alta Point Health's recommendation to appoint Paige Adams and Wade Dunham to their board of directors. Cindy, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, just, we had the chance to spend time with Paige and Ray a few weeks ago and kind of share what all we do. And they expressed a lot of interest, and they seem very well connected to you and the community, and we think they would make very good board members.
Does anyone else have any more questions on that? That being said, can I get a motion to approve Alta Point Health's recommendation to appoint Paige Adams and Wade Dunham to their board of directors?
I'd like to make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six is approval to remove Palmer from the Sheriff's Office inventory and donate to Marble Valley Fire Department. Sheriff Powell.
Good morning. Y'all probably don't know we got a Hummer, so we hardly ever use it. So I think we've only used it maybe one time since I've been here, since 2019. We use it in the parade. It just costs upkeep and maintenance for it. And Lester Duke, who's the chief of the fire department at Marble Valley, has showed an interest in it since I've been here. And I think they're doing well over there since they don't have paved roads in Marble Valley and Hidden Valley. So I just ask that the commission consider donating it, paying it off our inventory, off our insurance, and donating it to Marble Valley Fire Department.
John Kelly, is there any legal thing we have to worry about or do with that?
No, the county has the legal authority to work with volunteer fire departments and to provide them with, in the past, we've provided land to build buildings on, et cetera, equipment. So there should be no legal restraint if the commission decides it wants to donate this to Marble Valley. Of course, there again, I think there are 13 different organizations. The sheriff's recommending the Marble Valley, and if you decide, that's fine.
I know Lester has expressed interest in it several times at different meetings down there, so apparently he can use it. With that being said, if there's no other questions, can I get a motion to approve or remove the Hummer from the sheriff's inventory and donate to Marble Valley?
I'll make a motion.
Can I get a second?
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven is the approval to sign up for the CTSP grant.
Again, this is the tragic grant. It's paid through ADECA. It's a grant that we worked last year. Mm-hmm. We started back in October 1. I just asked that y'all sign that agreement, and my guys can continue to work that program. It's where they pay their overtime or whatever to come out. Their regular rate hours or their overtime to come out and work extra traffic vehicles.
Have you got an agreement?
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not here today to sign.
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there any type of matching funds, Sheriff, that they would need to consider?
No, sir.
If awarded.
The only out for the county is they have to pay their salary when they work it and get reimbursed. Like, I don't know how long that's normally taking.
It takes them a month or two.
Month or so.
Any more questions? Let me see, can I get a motion to approve the sign up for the CTSP grant?
I'll make a motion.
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number eight is approval to apply for the Edward Byrne Grant for $50,000, Sheriff Howell.
Yes, sir, that's a 100% grant, no match grant, that we apply for every year. And I just ask that I be able to apply for that grant again this year to get it for.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
No, it's online. It's good out there, I'll go with the grants.
Any questions? John Kelly? That being said, can I get a motion for the sheriff to apply for the Edward Byrne Grant?
I'll make that motion to apply for the Edward Byrne Grant.
Get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Dang, Michael, you're getting old. Item number nine is approval to remove the BYLU-019 9mm pistol from inventory and present to Butch Buttram at his retirement on October 31st. Sheriff Howell.
Yes, sir. Of course, there's a local law that states that the once someone retires within good standing, that they are to be awarded their firearm if they worked here longer than 10 years and their badge. And I ask that that be removed from the inventory and county's inventory for me to present that to Butch upon his retirement.
We legal on that?
We're in good shape because Butch is a APOS certified law enforcement officer. You know, we got into the question, I think when Mike retired, he was not actually an APOS certified officer. That's where the issue came up. I see no problem in doing this. We're in compliance with the local act.
Okay. Well, that being said, can I get a motion to approve the removal of BYLU-019 9mm pistol from inventory and present to Butch Buttram at his retirement?
Make a motion.
Get a second?
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 10 is approval of the administrator's resignation letter. Administrator Gill.
Okay, I needed to be on the agenda one to set some things straight. According to my contract, if I decide to leave, I have to give a 60-day written notice. And y'all know that at the August meeting, during staff reports, I made a statement that I would resign effective at the end of this month. Well, I was told to make that statement, or they were going to ask for my resignation before that meeting started. So I'm retracting that, and I am putting in my 60-day letter of resignation to end at the end of this year. There are so many things that just an administrator handles across the hall. If you don't go in there, you don't know what we do. I would think that a commissioner would want to know what's going on over there. I have commissioners from other counties that actually call me and ask me things. So, you know, I've got a lot of people around the state, and being in this position, it's afforded me to have a lot of respect. I mean, people have a lot of respect for me, obviously. I mean, and I think that's great. When I made that announcement in August, it created kind of a firestorm. I never dreamed I would have support like I do from the county, because everybody, you can't leave, you can't leave, why are you leaving? And all I could say was ask the commission. I've not done anything immoral. I have nothing but integrity since I have been here. I have not done anything against my contract. So I've been told that there's pressure. To me, if you wanted pressure, your Department of Examiners would give you pressure. The Department of Examiners are the ones that said, what are they thinking? I've not gone out and said anything about anybody. I've not talked about a commissioner. I've not talked about how I've been talked to. I've been told to F it and get up and leave my office. I've been told to put in my, to leave the day. But I can't do that because I'm connected to 29 bank accounts and I'm connected to everything across the county. And the Department of Examiners has told me in no uncertain terms to remove myself from everything in the county. I've already been thrown under the bus. I'm not the reason we had to return the $54,000 ADECA money. I'm not the reason. That grant was here a year and a half before I came, and everything was already approved. And the commission at that time hired East Alabama to manage that grant, just like we hired IAC to manage our ARPA grant. I could not write a check to anybody without having their permission. We had to submit documents and pictures and documents. I mean, that file alone is probably this thick. I gave them everything they asked for. Then they came back and said, that wasn't approved, that wasn't approved, this wasn't approved. We still had over $11,000 hanging out there that we never even asked for. But they wouldn't take that $11,000 and apply it to what they said we owed. So I was able to save us some money. I had to write like a little essay on why the fire department needed new tires. I had to write a little essay on, you know, so we could recoup this on why they needed batteries. So, but it has been told that I cost the county that, and I did not. I've been told that it was said I cost ARPA over $100,000, and actually, I didn't cost them anything. You know, and Kate was here and said if she could give a grade, it would be an A plus. When I had that federal audit, I had no findings and no comments. Everything was like it was supposed to be. And that is another major important thing. That's federal money. If you don't have an administrator or a financial person here to do those reports and submit that, that is first a federal finding. Then, because we do not have $2,070,000 just sitting in our general fund, and Treasury comes back, and John Kelly, correct me if I'm wrong, will they not come to the commissioners for that money?
My understanding they would.
Okay, mine as well. I do not want to see y'all have to come up with $2 million. I've not breached my contract. The contract was breached when I was told to put in a resignation, when we'd already agreed that I would stay through the end of my contract next April. Since I have been here, I will say I have been talked to and treated in a way I never have in any other position. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. I've been told I have no friends here. I didn't come to this job for friends. I've been told that as soon as they leave my office, they're talking about me. I've been told that my own employees talk entitled on me. I don't know if they do or not. I don't care. I'm here to do a job. I love the county. I like my job. I wear way more hats than I should for what I do. We are one person short in that office because most administrators across the state do not do everything I do. They don't. They have a financial person. They have either an accountant or a bookkeeper or someone. I'm doing it all. And we have internal controls where, you know, one person can't do everything. I can't deposit the money, then journal the money, and, you know, then do check recons and all this. It's got to be spread across. You know, I'm involved in everything in that office. Every piece of mail comes across my desk. There is no rubber stamp with my name on it. I don't allow that. I'm going to sign everything that I see. I want to make sure of everything. I work close with the auditors to make sure that things are right. I work close with the other departments to make sure things are right. I look at that bank account every single day. If certain accounts get down low, then I'm going to... Highway. That's the one you have to really watch. If it gets to a certain point, I'm calling Stephanie. Transfer me some money. Because I know the obligations that we've got to have in this county. I know what we pay out. If you don't have somebody in there that knows something, you're going to be in trouble. And that is per the examiners. Yeah, there's counties with no administrators, and they're full of findings. Sumter County didn't replace their administrator, and they are in a mess. If you don't have all of this, we're in the middle of an audit right now. I'm going through my first audit, like for here, the county, also 21, 22, 23. When an auditor comes in that office and wants something, we got to stop what we're doing and give it to them. My day is not standard. I have a list every day of what I'm going to want to do that day. But if something happens at that jail, I got to stop what I'm doing because we got to take care of that. If something happens with the highway department while they're paving, I got to stop what I'm doing and we got to take care of that. I can't tell them, we'll do that later or I don't have time right now. No, that holds up and halts so many things in the county. I don't think y'all realize the full responsibilities that are over there and what goes on in that day. Like this bond. I'm bonded. I have to be bonded. The financial person has to be bonded because the whole finances of this county rest right here. And if I'm not bonded, then you can't have somebody making financial decisions and doing those things. So that is the surety bond that I'm going to make the decisions that I'm supposed to and keep that money going into the departments that they're supposed to. And I do. I don't take that job lightly. I never have. When I interviewed for this job, I was told this much. I was given 10 essential functions on that job description. There's at least 25. It's not 10. I might have one lunch a week. Might. I don't take breaks. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. Because I am a worker. I'm not a quitter. I took the challenge of the job, even though I had like 4 days training. And I dug my heels in. And I called auditors. I called other administrators. I went to classes. The staff couldn't help me a whole lot because they didn't know. They'd never been brought into that circle. I'm not like that. I like teamwork. I don't like drama. You know, I don't like any of that kind of stuff. And to my knowledge, we work well. We have found out things about this new software that we didn't even know, that we've never been told. And we've been working. So all of a sudden, I feel like I've given birth to all these things, the software, ARPA. Me and Holly did an ambulance. She did the grunt work. I'm doing the financial part and the Department of Revenue part. You know, then, oh my God, the bank to the credit union to the bank, that was so stressful. It was horrible. I've never wavered. I've worked weekends. I've worked late. Most administrators do. We take our laptops to conference with us. We take our laptops to meetings with us because, I mean, I've had to get up and walk out of meetings because we get a call. I'm a 24/7. If there is an accident, I have to know. I've been called at 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m., 4 a.m. I've been called all the time on the weekends. Something happens to the county because I'm that contact for the insurance. Then I've got to send an email to County Risk. And when I get to work, I've got to fill out the insurance form, send it in, wait on the report from whoever has the claim and the pictures, and send that in. So my days are always being changed and interwoven. I'm always doing 3 things at one time and sometimes 5. I know one day Mr. Les come in my office to talk to me and what? I was texting back someone while I was on the phone, the desk phone, and sending a form. And he's waiting patiently to give me an update on something. That's all the time. Yeah, we need another person in there. We don't have a lot of money to pay them. I would hope that you wouldn't bring somebody in and give them this huge raise because you don't have it to pay them. We just don't have it. But we need help in there. The people that work with me may not think so. I know so. I have to come in a lot of times or stay late just to have the quiet so I can go through and pull files and do things. You know, it's a big job. I've been totally transparent since I've been here. I mind my own business. I'm not a micromanager. If you work for me and I've got to micromanage you, I don't need you. If I ask one of my people to do something and I don't ask them to do much, I just expect it to be done. I'm not going to go back. Rarely, if it's a money thing, I might say, hey, did we get that done? Did we get that? Because I want to check, because that's just checking. You know, and we're going to make mistakes. That's the other point of the internal controls. We might write a 21 instead of a 12, but the internal controls, because we check everything. There's not a claim I don't look at and sign. When the bill pays get ready and I'm brought that big sheet, I'm looking at the claims, the invoice, who it's to. It's a good thing I can use both hands because I'm signing on this and I'm marking off with this one and going through. That might take 30 minutes. It might take an hour and 30 minutes. Then I hand that back to the clerk. She runs all the checks, and here we come again. She comes, and then I'm signing all the checks. That's a process every other Friday. And approving all the ACHs. I don't take this job lightly. I don't understand why I'm thinking plucking somebody out, just, you know, putting somebody else in. No county runs the same. I wish we did. I wish we all had the same software. I wish we all had the same standards. The only thing that's constant across the 67 counties are the account numbers. These are all the accounts. When we get checks, pages and pages and pages. It's got to be the correct fund, and then that correct department number and the correct line item. All that is constant across the state in every county. But that's all. There are a lot of administrative offices. They have nothing to do with the highway department. They have nothing to do with the sheriff's department. They let them run themselves. They don't do grants. They don't do postage. We do all of that in that office. Every bill in this county comes through that office. $15,000 worth of power bills a month. About $8,000 on the water bill, give or take. That's just on two bills. Everything comes through that office on that county. But you think you don't have to have a financial person in there. And that's fine. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like anything. It's called respect the process. I don't dislike any of y'all. I've not gone out and said not one single word. Not one single word. I've just kept it. And I've kept it. And I've kept it. You know, my husband died very unexpectedly while all y'all were going to conference. I was supposed to have been at conference. But I'm having to make decisions on somebody's life at UAB. That's not what I wanted to be doing. And then when I left UAB one night at 10 o'clock, I came straight here. I was sitting in this courthouse a little after 11 o'clock, signing claims and checks, and answering emails and leaving lists for my coworkers to do to help me out because we talked on the phone every day. And then I went, packed my bag because I had to get right back to UAB. I was out of work a week dealing with that, 1 week. And then I came back because this job doesn't stop. I unfortunately had to have open heart surgery during budget time. I didn't set the time. The doctor did. Took 2 weeks off. And the whole 2 weeks I was off, East Alabama bugged the doo-doo out of me. They called me. They texted me. They emailed me. I might as well come back to work. And I did. I came back to work. I've had a lot of things hit me since I've been here. And I've just rose above it and went on. I've not whined. I've not cried. Well, I'm not going to say I ain't cried, but I ain't cried over this job. You know, sometimes it's just sitting at my desk and something will happen, and, you know, and I look over at a picture, and yeah, like Judge Dean caught me one day, I was just like, but, you know, it just needs, I'm tired of the rumors. I'm tired of hearing all of this stuff. Actually, we advertised my job, and there wasn't even a job legally available because I've not given you a resignation. It wasn't on the agenda. It wasn't approved. It wasn't anything to accept. It's just, y'all were just, it's just, well, get her gone, get her gone, get her gone, get her gone. I'm still walking around here. And then, you know, it's like, why are you there? Why are you there? They obviously don't want you there. It's just who I am. Unfortunately, I have a caring bone. I do. I care about the job. I care about this county. I care about the people I work with. I look out for them. We have open dialogue through this courthouse as far as I'm concerned. If there's a problem in the courthouse, I don't know about it. Because I dang sure don't walk around micromanaging. It's been told that I need to keep myself in my office and not be going and bugging anybody else. If I go to somebody else's office, it is a county question. I just don't get up and go. And I do get up and go ask them a question just to get the circulation going. I don't go hang out at offices. I don't have time. It's not what I do. And if somebody comes in my office, I'm going to take care of them. We're customer service for the county. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to talk on the phone to them. And I'm going to take care of them. And I'm going to treat them. And I'm going to talk to them just like the way I want to be treated and talked to. And that's why I have a lot of people's trust. I didn't realize it. I really didn't realize it until I made that announcement in August. I did not know. It has just been phenomenal. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that that many people trust me and have that in me. Yeah, we're behind on check reconciliations in our office, and we're working on them all the time. The auditor knows that. But nothing else is behind. We got sent a raw deal when we changed software. We got 6 months behind automatically because the person wasn't there. So I came up here on the weekends and put in thousands, and I mean thousands of entries. Still have everything I sent to them to put in. They had a tough time rolling over from that 30-year-old software. They had a real tough time. They thought they could do it in a few hours in a day. It took multiple days. I was here one night just on the phone with them. It was 9 o'clock, and I'm like, I need to go home. And they were like, yeah, we're going to have to go home too. We're just going to stop and pick this up tomorrow. But when they were doing that, it would halt what we're doing. So they would try to do it at night. So according to my contract, 60-day written notice, that's what I'm putting in. I don't like saying all this stuff. I'm a very private person. But I've been left with no choice. I have to take care of me. It's just me. I don't have anybody to help. It's just me. I have to have a salary. I have to have insurance. You know, I take transplant meds. Do you know how much one of those meds is for 1 month? $3,000. And if I don't have insurance, I don't have my med. What happens if I don't have my med? I could die. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's not a pity. It's not a plea. It's just do what's right. I'm giving you a 60-day notice. If I get a job offer between now and the end of my 60 days, I'm going to take it because I got to take care of me. And I want the money that's due me. Not allowing me to finish my contract has really put me in a bind. I've had to move all of a sudden. I've had to change a lot of things I'm doing. Because I already had my semi-plan, which I know nobody's promised tomorrow, but I had to change my semi-plan of what I had worked out through April. And no, I've been told that I'll look back on this and be thankful. I'm not going to look back and be thankful that somebody put a wrench in my life and caused stress or not. I'm not going to be thankful because it's uncalled for. Like I said, you don't have to like me. You can do what you want. That's fine. I just want to work out at the end of the year because your first finding will be if you don't have the financials in the paper by the end of December, that's going to be your first finding, and that won't be on me. Now, our financial guy wrote a letter. I didn't ask him to. He called me and wanted to know what day this month we could get together because in October is when we always meet to get all the financials ready, and he'll come down and we'll have a day or two, and we just work on everything. And then he goes back and prepares. We go, and I said, I don't know, Larry, because I told him what had happened. He said, what? He said, this is not going to work. He said, can I write a letter? I said, you do what you want to do. I've not asked for anybody's endorsement. I've not asked for anybody's help. I didn't ask for anything. people do it because they want to. I'm not perfect. We make mistakes across that hall, and we catch each other's mistakes. And that's another reason why you're audited. Your auditor lets you know, hey, this should have been done, or this is not done. And then they bring it to you and allow you to fix it if it's where you can. Tons of counties have findings. We're so far ahead of some counties on our financials. There's an administrator who's in a position in Montgomery. They're 5 years behind, which we don't set that. The accountants, I mean, the auditors set when they come. We don't do that. When we get everything ready, we send it in and we get put on a list. And then the auditor will call us and say, hey, we'll be in there next week. Okay, they send us a thing, an email of stuff to start getting prepared for them, and that's what we do. But you can't have audits without an administrator. If you don't have audits, you can't borrow money. If you don't have current audits, there's so much that's going to mess with the county. I look out for the county. That's what I'm doing now. I don't have to, but I want to. I don't have anything else. Might as well work. It's my hobby. I'm here at night. Like I say, I come early. I'm here at night. I'm on weekends. And most of them are. It's just you got to love this job to do it because it's 24/7. It's 24/7. All the little extra stuff, like, okay, Thanksgiving. I do Thanksgiving every year. I've already had the lawyers and the people, because we send out like 150 invitations. You hadn't sent me my invitation. When are we going to have Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't have it this year. It's just little things that the county has expected because it's what I do. So I'm asking for my resignation letter to be approved and to be allowed to stay till the end of the year. And especially, we have interviews this afternoon with possible administrators, and they need to know the exact things that only an administrator does. Y'all have said before, I was thrown to the wolves. Sure was. But I did not tuck tail and run. And obviously, I still am being thrown to the wolves. It's the way I feel. Can't discount my feelings. I can't help how things, you know, what is said and done to me makes me feel. It's not wrong. It's just the way I feel. So, I don't think anyone should come into this position and be thrown to the wolves. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the county, and it's not fair to all these people who work for the county and come to rely on that office to make sure their bills are paid, their monies are right, and their budget's going right. It's just not fair. Like I said, you got a beef with me? That's fine. Don't take it out on the county and everybody else. I just want that approved.
I don't have an eloquent speech prepared, and I talk to you out there in the parking lot as a friend, because I've known Amy, people in here that don't know, I've known Amy my whole life.
That's right.
Her parents and my parents went to school together. And there were some meetings that were had prior to my chair position that were protecting her name, her character, and good name. There were some meetings that happened after the fact. And I talked to her out there in the parking lot. I was sitting on my motorcycle. She walked up there and stood beside me. And she cried. And she asked me, please don't drag my name through the mud. And I'm going to honor that as a friend. There are some things that went on in this office through lack of organization, whether they were inherited or not inherited. You were offered another employee that you said didn't need. Actually, we did hire another one, but she didn't pan out. And nothing changed. So there's a lot of things that I'm going to honor my word, and I'm not going to drag your knife through the mud as a friend. Whether it goes in the future, that's up to you. I hugged your neck in there in that office, and I told you I wasn't going to let that change our friendship.
Okay.
This was strictly a business position from the county,
right?
And I'm going to keep it that way. Does anybody else? I actually went and met with John Kelly about writing you up for some things. He said it didn't do any good to write up because you're a contract employee. So we just kept it private meetings in there, nothing in the public. going to keep it that way. So I'm sorry you went through the health stuff. I'm sorry your husband passed. We've told you not to work at night, not to work on the weekends. Use your time and take away from here. Stay away from here. If it backs up, it just backs up. But you can't live here 24/7. And you've been told that in public meetings. So I'm going to keep my word that I gave you out there in the parking lot. And if anybody else has any questions or comments before we deal with this number 10, y'all are welcome.
Well, the last meeting we had when you resigned, said you resigned on such day, and Attorney Johnson, I'm thinking would have, I think you were dealing back and forth with him about your letter or you resigning or whatever, or your contract, or I'm wondering why it didn't get called in before, you know, decision was made at the table with them on one of our agendas. That's I'm wondering, if you didn't catch that before. About the 60 days and all of that, because I'm thinking, I'm just asking, I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
What did
you say about your 60 day, the letter that
according to my contract, I have to give you a 60 day written notice.
And when it was made right then,
I was just told right then. That was just like this.
We had actually discussed it.
Yeah, that's when I thought you talked to John Kelly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How did all this come about? Chairman Daughtry had spoken with Attorney Johnson, then why are we here? That's what I don't understand. That's what I'm asking. It's just a question.
She's asking, why didn't you let us know about this, the way this her resignation letter is written out? That should have been let known the day she announced her resignation to resign on October 31st. Instead of waiting until October meeting to inform the commission and for Amy to do her whatever she's done to figure out what she can do here. Bertha's asking why weren't we notified about her resignation needing to be 60 days or being her asking us to be 60 days before October when she originally announced her resignation.
And Chairman Daughtry had, didn't you say you had went in and talked with Attorney Johnson at once prior to this? So that's just my question. If he had already spoken with you about it, why are we here on this 60-day deal? Or Amy?
The thing that, as I understand, and I only saw this morning, the chairman came in and discussed with me, as far as obtaining a copy of the contract, and I provided a copy of the contract. I didn't have a signed copy at the time, I think, that I provided it. And the contract is what it is. It says a 60-day written notice.
Who over the contract, though? Who over your contract?
Who's over it?
Yeah.
The commission.
Yeah, it was approved by the commission. Some of you here, I don't think you were.
And according to my contract, I answer to the chair. Whoever approved. The chair is who I answer to.
The contract is basically written like all of our prior administrators' contracts have been written. It refers to the unit system law that took effect, in the year 2000 when your probate judge came off of the commission as the chairman and allowed the commission to elect its own chair. The chair serves at the pleasure of the commission. The unit system law that went into effect in November made it so that the chairman serves at the pleasure of the commission during that term. Y'all get to elect your chairman. The unit system law itself is silent as the time period that an administrator can be allowed to serve. But again, the contract is written just like all prior administrators' contracts are written. And of course, we call an administrator a county administrator. They are actually the, I think the term is chief administrative officer of a county under statute. And that in and of itself will allow the commission, and the law, our law says that the chairman of the commission is allowed to employ an administrator for the county with the concurrence of the commission. It doesn't speak to contracts or otherwise. As it relates to the engineer, and of course our engineer and prior engineers has understood that under our unit system law, an engineer serves at the pleasure of the commission. That means that even though the engineer has a contract, if you decided today that you were not pleased with the engineer, since he serves at the pleasure of the commission, the law implies, and there's case law to back it, that you can take a vote and you can eliminate an engineer, okay, because of that clause, at the pleasure of the commission. Now, that is not in the law as it relates to an administrator. Y'all approved the contract, and it gave an administrator the ability to terminate their own contract. And it's some specific grounds in there that gives a commission the ability to terminate the employment of an administrator. But again, we've always written into our contracts the fact that it also must, in addition to those specific things, it also relies on the statutory language of the unit system law. And that statutory language, because it allows a chairman to serve at the pleasure of the commission, then there is certainly a question, even though it has not been litigated to my knowledge, if the chairman, with the concurrence of the commission, employs an administrator, but the chairman serves at the pleasure of the commission, then what does that do with the legal finding as far as an administrator? That's why we've always included that language also. But again, I can't answer that question. As far as the fact that a written agreement or written letter of resignation was not presented, we all know that Amy, your administrator, verbally announced in the August meeting, I think it was. And there has been no written letter of resignation, not until today. That has not been an issue.
Like I say, I have no ill will toward you. I
just prejudice.
I didn't badger you. I've been badgered.
Everybody is, well, not by everybody, Amy. That's the thing.
I'm not saying everybody.
When you said commission, that includes us all. Well, so I'm a little I disagree with some of it. You have been great. I've had no problems with you whatsoever, and you know that I haven't from day one.
Yeah.
And I've worked with you on a continuous basis. I mean, everything.
That's right.
So when we say commission, it kind of...
Well, it's just an embodiment. It's not name calling. I don't do that. But like I said, I have no ill will toward anyone. I respect the commission title. I do. Like I said, I've not gone out and said not one word. Not one word. And my parents are here today because I told them I was going to put the resignation in. They don't even know what else going on. Who am I going to tell? Who am I going to talk to? My cat. I don't do that. If I have something to say, and I have said how my feelings were hurt, and I say that to the face, it has hurt my feelings. It has greatly hurt my feelings. And I wish it hadn't. I wish I could just say, and throw everything, and just say, y'all do what you want to do. I mean, I had a lot of people to tell me that were here and heard what was said. But that's not me. I wish it was. I wish I had that vindictive, bitchy part. I do. It might serve me well right now. But I care. I care, like I say, I care. I care about my people. I care about people who work with me and for me and this county. And all I wanted to do was work out my contract. Wouldn't he be sitting here yet? I mean, don't take offense. I mean, I'm the one that's had all the calls about what's been said. Rumors fly. I don't care if were they true. I don't know. I've had them told on me. I've said, they've said, well, you was out talking about. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And the one that said it, I tell them to the rest. I didn't. And I know there was some stuff took out of context because I know who said it. But that's beside the point. I'm trying to protect myself. Finish something, but to have it plucked from me like this, it's just disheartening. And I don't want you having a bunch of findings. I don't want the first finding to be on the county commission that you don't have your financials done. But it's not, I mean, I don't have ill will toward anyone like that. I'm not mad. I've not been mad. I've just been hurt. And I think that's just the way it is.
Well, nobody sitting behind this table said anything about you. Haven't you said something about a wrench being thrown in your plans? Nobody said you weren't going to get your pay.
I know. That's not it. I'm just...
Nobody said they was going to throw you on the street. Your health considerations have always been a factor.
I know that.
And that one's been taken into consideration.
I know that.
Again, trying to keep this above board legal and not drag your name through the mud. Was my goal.
And I'm keeping it legal by giving you the 60-day written notice.
I'm fine with that. I appreciate it. Anybody else?
Yeah. I know that everybody thinks, a lot of employees in the county, a lot of department heads, they don't know the reason we're here. I know we've talked in meetings and I've, you know, expressed my opinion about why we're here. But a lot of the employees that supported above Amy, if I was just an employee, had no idea about nothing that goes on in this office. That's me working every day, me receiving my paycheck, and me going home. That was my everyday goal, to take care of my family. I wouldn't know about all this. If we had the opportunity to sit down with each employee, each department head, and go over the reason that this commission has come to this decision, I think we can make everybody understand. But like Damar said, I'm not going to sit down with each employee of the county and every department head and say why my decision and why I voted for Amy, that I will vote for Amy to be resigning. I'm not going to do that. But if this county, the leaders of this county, the employees of this county, and the citizens of this county, expect whatever commission is sitting behind this table to operate this county on the information that we as a commission body has received from that commission office, that we've asked for and we couldn't receive, and we have to pass budgets on hoping whatever reporting that we get is correct, and knowing it's not, because we know the data and the check reconciliations that haven't been done, that it can't be correct. I think everyone that is supportive of Amy, there's a friendship there. Amy's a very likable person. I've spent many hours on the phone with Amy. I sat with her at Cobalt and Perdido Beach and talked to her for 2 hours. I've, you know, expressing to her why my decision on her was made in the way it was. I told her I think she was set up for failure when she was hired. Everyone who hired her, I don't think they had her best they didn't think about what they was doing to Amy Gilliland by telling her she had 4 jobs, and she comes in and she's got 25 or ever how many she says. I don't think anybody should be done like that. Has Amy tried to fight to get it to where it needed to be? Probably so. Is Amy able to do that? I haven't seen it. I think she's really tried. I do. But with all the support that Amy is getting from every employee and every department head, it's support not based on business. That seat's business. These seats are business. We can't support Amy to keep her job as the county administrator to run this county financials because of friendships. We have to have somebody in that seat that really don't care if they got a damn friend in this county. That when it when it comes September, that this in October, this commission has had what they need to base their decisions on the money of this county to be spent the next year. With the numbers that we've received in reporting over the last 3 months, 4 months, last year, every one of them, when I get them, I look at them and I don't see where I can really depend on what those numbers are. And if y'all, as a county and the citizen of this county, wants a commission that will continue to operate that like that, go to the zoo and get you a couple of monkeys and sit back here. They can do the same thing. They can sit back here and look at numbers, and they can be trained to say, yeah, or raise their hand. They can train to give you a signal of, yeah, we can do this. It's not if we're going to build the county on friendships and support leaders and administrators and a sheriff and whatever on friendships, then what are we really doing? So every one of y'all can walk out of here today mad at the commission because the decisions that's been made. But I've said this numerous times in meetings, when you sit beside other commissioners in meetings and in trainings, and it's June and July, and they've got their reports and they're working on their budgets, and you talk to them, and they're like, yeah, we get this in July, and we've got up to this, and then we'll get an updated one after all these, the rest of the fiscal year is entered. But that stuff, that those can be adjusted. But we're sitting here not getting nothing until the morning before, you know, the commission meeting. We're not, we're sitting here not getting something. We had a meeting on the third, and then we had our, we had that amount of time to make decisions and try, and, you know, we come in the next morning of the we got Judge Dean's spreadsheet, we got Deborah Lambert's, we got the sheriff's, we got, and then we got Amy's report, and we're trying to go over all, how can you go over all these numbers in a week? How can you go over these numbers when you come here and you got new stuff that morning? There is no way you can make decisions on this stuff. I'm not saying that administrator before did any better job than Amy did, or the administrator before her. Amy tells me the mess that she was in when she came into the seat. I told Amy, I said, well, with what Amy's told me about, well, y'all going to be in a mess. I said, well, we can't be in no more of a mess than you was when you sat down in the seat, if it's what you've told us the mess was. So y'all can sit in here as Amy's friends and Amy's family and look at us as the body of the commission, as a commission, and look at us like we're the most horrible people in the world. And the next person we hire may be the same way, and she may wind up getting, having to resign or getting fired too. But at some point, we've got to find somebody that can get this stuff in order. Because y'all looking at us to run this county and make decisions for the county and for the department head, Tad, Judge Dean, Howell, Holly, Sheldon, come in here and ask us for X amount of dollars a year and expect us to approve it off of reporting that we have no idea if it's correct. No idea whatsoever. I'm not going to go off of an administrator's word of, yeah, we got this money. We don't have no proof. I'm not dragging Amy's name through the mud. But this is all numbers. This is stuff that we have been issued that we have to be able to depend on that it's correct to give, to say yes to y'all's budgets. The last 2-3 years, I've sat right here and watched these numbers. I'm like, we can either tell them no, or we can tell them yeah.
Your revenues are correct.
But how can we?
That's what you go by, is your revenues. Every time a check has come in, I run it through the check.
Yes, those revenues may be correct.
The revenues are correct.
And our we want to know something before the month, that a week or the morning before the commit, the, and then we have to wonder if, well, we're looking at Tad's number, and we say, well, we know that number's down there, but these numbers here, we have no idea what, you know, if there's still information in that commission office, in that cabinet in there, in that, in those brown folders, if there's still stuff in there that hadn't been entered, how can these this revenue be correct if there's still data that hasn't been entered? I don't.
Folders are all the claims and the deposits.
Yes.
That's nothing to be entered. That's
check reconciliations. You said it earlier, we're still working on them.
We are. But that has nothing to do with your revenues that the county brings in.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
But the way we, the lack of reporting that we received, the numbers that we received to be able to go off of, like I said before, the only thing that I could really trust in this county was Judge Dean's spreadsheet and Tad, what his secretary offers us, because they keep up with their own, you know. But I can look at theirs and hope that if they're willing to take the time to keep up with this stuff, that I can probably go off of what they're.
And you could have come, you know, over there, and we would have showed you the viewpoint in those. Because, like I say, the revenues and expenditures are done. Our expenditures go out every other week when we pay the bills. The revenues, every time we receive a check, I have to enter that and journal that. And those, that's your true numbers right there. What's the county bringing in? What are they taking out? That's your true numbers. The check reconciliations are not reliant on that. That's your budget money. That's my, you know, you should have, or any commissioner, come over and just let me show you what we do. Let's show you what it does in the system. But
it didn't happen. It didn't happen. You know, other counties are calling me to help them, or how do you record this, or what do you do? Because I just felt like, and I've told you this, I felt like they have more confidence in me, you know, than you. And that's probably true. They may do it. I don't know.
They're not having to deal with it, you know, weekly or monthly or, you know, quarterly or whatever. They're just calling you, maybe hoping that you can tell them how to do something. But if they were sitting in these seats here, they would understand how Coosa County is being ran. But like I said, everybody in here, every citizen in this county can be mad, aggravated with me. I'm fine with that. They mad with me because I'm trying to make things right and trying to get things organized and running right. Then they need to run for office and get over here and sit here and see how it's done. You know, I'm not going to let the county look at me like I should be doing a job when I'm really not, because I want to, whatever I'm doing in life, I want to do my best at it, and I want to make sure that it's done correctly. That's with my family, my business, and this county that elected me to be an official to operate the checkbook of the county. And if I can't operate that checkbook and know that everything is 100% correct, minus the little old things and internal control catches, I know there's going to be zeros put where eights and eights is where one, you know, just whatever. We can back finger anything and cause problems.
That's right.
I understand that.
That's right.
I'm not asking for everything to be perfect, but I'm asking that, I'm saying that my decision on Amy is because of the lack of information and reporting that I can depend on to run this thing. And if y'all are aggravated with me about that, or y'all meet anybody out in this county that's aggravated with me about that, tell them I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it.
Anybody else? Basically, like you said, we can't be running the county out of friendship. I mean, putting people on got fired name. They get fired, they have to find another job or die. A lot of stuff, like you said, we might don't have. We don't get no reporting. I know other counties, they get reports every month on financial statements and stuff. People ask us all the time, y'all get on it, though.
I'm glad to give you whatever you want.
You might be, but what I'm saying, they don't have to request for it, though.
They probably have it already set up. Yeah. And we did it one time, and then they kept throwing them away, and the prior commission that was here, and they just said, if we want a report, we'll ask for it. So that's fine. If y'all want to, you know, if you want a report, we can go run them right now.
And that may be the reason we're in the position we're in, because maybe the ones who were sitting here before, they ain't here now.
That's what I'm saying. But anything you need, I'm glad to give it to you and do.
I have nothing to hide. I've been totally transparent with everything.
That being said, can I get a motion to approve the administrator's resignation letter?
I make a motion.
Can I get a second? No second?
I got some questions. I'm with Bertha. At the time of, you know, Amy's August verbal, you know, her having an Article 5 of employment contract, I think John Kelly as the county attorney, it's John's job to inform us on, you know, what, when he hears of Amy having a verbal, and he knows that this contract or this resignation letter has to be written Amy can ask for this resignation 2 months later in a different way to allow her to stay 60 more days and as the administrator. I think, you know, earlier when Bertha was asking you, why wasn't we notified at that time by you that our you didn't speak up that day and say, hey, well, Amy's got to do it written and y'all got to approve it. Well, now here it is 2 months later, and Amy's asking for a 60-day written, or Jamie's asking for 60 more days in her seat, and then asking for her to be paid out through a contract. I have no problem with Amy being paid out through her contract. No problem at all. I think that the road we're on to get a new administrator in here and get her or him on their way of leading this county, I think that we're just we're longing the weight of Amy moving on and somebody else being able to sit in this seat and get started. Like I said, I'm fine with Amy getting paid through a contract. Never did I want Amy's medication to stop or insurance or whatever. I do not want to do anything that is, you know, that will hurt Amy's health or her person, but the 60 days, October 31st, that's what I was, ready to get done and then move on with another administrator in her seat to start.
So you say I was thrown to the wolves, which I was, and I had to figure all this out by myself. So you're going to bring somebody else in and throw them to the wolves without allowing me those days to show them, look, this is what an administrator is solely responsible for. I wish I had had that. I wish I had had that. And just say, because there's so many things that are tied to me and me only, that they are going to need to know how to get this. Okay, the grant that the sheriff is wanting, I have to go in and release all of that. So if I'm not here to release that, you know what I'm saying? It's not that I want to keep staying in there.
When I say you were through to the wolves, I'm not talking about you were through to the wolves. When I say you was through to the wolves, you was not told what all you would be doing.
No.
I guarantee you, ever who's sitting over there that gets interviewed, they will be told.
Okay.
This ain't for a job. You was set up for failure by being told. You told me there that you was told there was 4 positions, and when you got in here, there was 13 positions, 13 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean, you were screwed to the wolves. They didn't tell you.
Nor was
they
didn't
inform you.
I mean,
yes,
that's what I'm
absolutely.
Saying. And I don't think that's fair to bring somebody in
absolutely.
Without letting them know that.
Absolutely.
Or showing them, look, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this.
Right.
Why would you take that office back for them to have to figure it out? I'm going to be out. That's not the problem. The problem is I would hate for somebody to go sit in that seat and not know what to do. But, okay.
I'm not up for setting someone else up with someone else's ways of doing things.
I don't want to set them up with my ways. It's just they need to know what they are. They like the reports, the quarterly reports that have to be for the ambulance and the landfill and the payroll taxes. And if that's not done, you're fined. And then it keeps going. I was never even shown that. All you got to do is go show them.
How did you figure it out?
I called auditors. Yeah. Well, the first time it was Deborah from the Department of Revenue called me, and she asked to speak to the former administrator, and I said, she's not here anymore. And she said, who's the current administrator? I am. And she said, y'all haven't paid your landfill fees. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't know what she's talking about. So she walked me through. So for 2 months, they've not been paid. I didn't know what in the world she's talking about. So she said, well, we will waive all the fines. You're new. You didn't know. So when we got the landfill reports, I called her back, and she walked me through everything. I had to call all around. I mean, I'm telling you.
I mean, that's part of the job. That's things you have to do.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just something could happen. Something could happen to you, me, Judge Dean, anybody, and we're going to have to figure it out. I think that ever who is hired, they will not be able to say what Amy Gillen is saying I was told this, but it was this. I think that's where problems occur throughout your tenure here at Coosa County. Is you was told one thing, you got in here and it was a big mess that you had no idea what you was getting into. You told me they wanted to hire a hometown girl, and that's what they done. And politics ain't always the best way to hire on contract. If you want to hire on politics, get voted for.
John Kelly, how could this resignation letter be worded if we're going to do the, if we're going to honor the contract for its term monetarily, how can this be worded to where October 31st could still be the final day?
How October 31,
if it was stated in August that you were going to leave October 31st, how could this resignation letter be worded legally for October 31st to still be the resignation date if we're still going to honor the monetary contractual part of the contract? Because I know the bank accounts, I know there's a bunch of them with names on them, I know there's all kind of signature things, but God forbid if Amy gets hit crossing the caution light right here, and whether it's a fatality or an extended hospital stay, you're still going to be in the same boat of somebody being new. So how can this be handled? And this is part of why I didn't want to do this in public, because we can't talk about Amy's job in private. We can't have an executive session to discuss Amy's job because she filed a statement of economic interest. I didn't want this in public.
So how can we
terminate this position by October 31st and still honor the monetary part of the contract?
Lamar, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. I am not aware of any county contract being able to be paid all the way to the end of it if you don't have somebody doing the work. Now that's how things are normally handled with a governmental entity. Just like the fact that we cannot pay someone in advance, you know, for what they say they're gonna do until they have performed that service for us. So I cannot tell you, I would be glad if you wish for me to research that issue, but I am not aware of any way that you can basically buy out a contract. The individual has not performed the service in order to receive the pay. Now, if Amy had given you a written notice and she announced that she was going to be retiring the end of October, okay? If this letter says that I am retiring effective the end of October, then I think you can accept the contract without any issue, because she verbally gave a notice and now she's put it in writing that she, under her contract, has the right to give you the 60 days notice. But I can't answer the question as I sit here as far as to tell you legally if the grounds exist to pay her till the end of the contract if she retired or resigned on October 31st or December the 31st as this is written. I cannot tell you that today.
The second paragraph of that resignation letter says, at which time I will request payment of unused comp time, unused vacation hours, and the remaining unpaid salary from my contract, which is basically what I was asking for that you just said can't be paid if she's not physically here.
I can't tell you if you can legally pay her if you accept this contract with December 31, or if the letter had said October 31. I can't tell you that you can pay her through April, whatever the contract end is, because she would not be physically present and providing a service for the governmental entity for Coosa County through on April the end, what is it, 25th of April?
April the 25th.
Okay. That's what the contract says. Now, if she provided the service through April 25th, then you could pay her through the end of the contract. But if she leaves early, I'm not sure that she, legally, the government entity can make that payment because there were no services provided. I have never seen a case where a county employee left prior to the end of their contract but demanded pay through the end of the contract, if that makes sense. And again, when I read that letter this morning, it says I will be asking for pay through the 25th. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you that by her asking that this commission is obligated under this written resignation letter to pay her beyond December 31st. I cannot answer that question. She can ask for it, and if there is a legal ability for the county to pay for it, then I will tell you that the county can pay. But I do not know that just because she asked for it, that you can pay till April the 25th.
Do you know how many comp hours you still have?
I didn't know. You
got a rough idea?
No, I didn't have a rough idea.
How long will it take you to research that and have us an answer?
A fairly short period of time.
Yeah. Can we recess? We got a recess for interviews today, and then can we recess that meeting until Friday at the interviews, and you have us answer then?
I think that I can have you an answer before Friday.
Okay. Will that satisfy you?
That's fine.
All right, item number 10, can I get a motion to table it until Friday the 16th, I think it is? 17th. Can I get a motion to table item 10 until Friday the 17th?
I'll make a motion.
Can I get a second?
What time on Friday do you want to do it?
The interview.
Lamar.
Friday.
It's supposed to be Friday at 12.
Okay. You want to do it till 11:30?
That's fine. Would that work? Whatever y'all decide.
So you want to start at 11:30?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I get a motion to move table this item 10 to Friday the 17th at 11:30?
I'll make a motion.
Can I get a second?
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to staff reports. Attorney?
No.
EMA? EMS?
We had 70 calls for service in September. We transported 44 of those.
Say 44?
44, huh?
Like the wreck yesterday on 49, Holly, I think there was four vehicles involved, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And y'all responded to it, and no one wanted transport. We don't get any money from that, do we?
If we do not transport, then.
Even if you check somebody out, vital, there's no way to bill for anything.
No, sir, not unless we transport.
And we have to pay taxes on the transport. That's the report we have to put into the Department of Revenue.
I can check into, and I'll have to do that with Holly, and see if we can't set something up. Now, when that happens, you have to understand, like, say you have a person that calls you every day,
yeah.
Come check blood pressure. All right, we go out there, that's a service, okay? We don't charge for that service unless we're training them. Now, if we start that call for service, say you charge them $50 every time we come out, okay? And we go out there every day to this person's house. Now, say John over here, he might call me one time a year to come and check his blood pressure or check his vitals, but he don't transport with us. I still got to charge John that same $50.
I don't have a problem with that because it's costing more than $50 to go out there.
I'm just using 50 as an example. I mean, we could set a service charge for $500. That would, to me, would not be feasible, but I mean, you can set your own service charge.
I think being fair to both parties is good because if they go to the doctor's office, they're not getting it for free.
No, we're going to pay at least a copay.
We've got this portable telehealth thing that the extension has got, and I mean, there's other services around that could utilize, you know, if you've got a frequent flyer that's wanting their blood pressure checked instead of going to the hospital, mm-hmm. there's ways that they can be provided service without mm-hmm. us spending money.
So like I said, I'll get with Holly, you know, on that because, you know, we just kind of started that process mm-hmm. as well and see what we can do as far as being able to charge them, because no service that I have ever been involved with has charged that. I do know that RPS does, and they consider it a service charge, or a call for service, whatever they call it, and they do bill the patient. So I would have to see if there's an insurance issue, you know, if we're able to bill the insurance even though we don't transport, or is this a patient pay type thing, we bill the patient direct.
I'd like to get some information on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they could go buy a blood pressure cuff and test it themselves at home. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm using that as an example because, you know, we do have an individual who...
There was one down the road that used to call a lot to the point where they wouldn't respond to the calls anymore.
Yeah, he's no longer there because I've come from Silicaga to pick up that patient. But we do have one particular one, and it's a
I want to call her a psych patient.
No.
But that's what she wants to go for, and we transport her to the point, well, we ran on her to the point where they have actually arrested her for abuse of 911. And but that's what she wants you to do. She either wants to be in 2 weeks of psych, or she'll go to jail for ever how long they keep her in there. And as soon as she gets out, she's calling 911. I even went down there and talked to this person.
Quit letting her out, Mom.
So, but I mean, I'll get with Holly about it, and okay. We will try to come up with something that we can do for that.
Thank you. Courthouse maintenance, engineer?
I don't have
any. I see he's not here. Safety coordinator?
In the past, the sheriff's department, the jail, highway department have had to do quarterly safety meetings. That changes this year, starting October the 1st. Every department within the county, no matter how big or small, has got to have a quarterly safety meeting to comply with the county risk services for our discount program. Me and Les will have to get together once a quarter and have a safety meeting. Just the two of us have a chat.
I need a lot of safety meetings at this age.
And affect the highway department, even though whoever's in doing the landfill is under the highway department, we need a separate sign-in sheet that says landfill and get Terry that one signature on it. For some reason, they're trying to make it harder for them to reimburse us our discount every year. So we'll have a countywide safety meeting next month. I'll have the date by the next commission meeting. And y'all are welcome to come to it. But every department, big or small, needs to have a representative there. And we'll go over the requirements for the coming year.
Is IT considered?
We don't have one. Okay. So if we don't have it, it's any department deemed by the county commission. Okay. So we don't have an IT department, so it doesn't.
Okay. Any discussion items by commissioners? If not, can I get a motion to recess until we interview at noon today?
Make a motion to recess.
I'll second.
We have administrator interviews at noon today, so just letting everybody know. See you then.